Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, March 31st, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable, seroundtable.com, over the past week. We got the completion of the Google March 2023 broad core update. Bing Chat looks like it may share ad revenue with some publishers, which is pretty cool. Microsoft mocks Google over the lack of citations in Bard. There's tons of search UI changes, Search Console features, Google Ads badges, and so much more. There's a lot jam-packed in this video, so definitely stay tuned. Make sure to subscribe, like, and comment below, and let me know how I can improve this video. Of course, I'd like to thank our sponsor. Sponsor is Bruce Clay. Bruce Clay is one of the founding fathers of the SEO community and SEO space and the SEO industry. He's been doing search marketing optimization since 1996. Bruce Clay is big into SEO training. Check out seotraining.com for more information, and also check out bruceclay.com as well for more information. Thank you, Bruce, for all you've done for the industry and all you continue to do for the industry for so many years. Okay, so first up, we have the Google March 2023 broad core update, which finished rolling out on Tuesday at around 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. It started on March 15th, 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. Just a little note, if you look at the Google updates page, it will say it started a little bit later. And that's why it's like a 13 day and 7 hours, but that was only because they updated the information in that new database. It's not true. It will be going forward, it will be accurate, but it's exactly almost 13 days in terms of the announcement when it rolled out and finished rolling out. That's just a little caveat. In short, again, it started March 15th at 10:30, completed March 28th at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. This is a core update. It was big. It was definitely big. The tools showed significant spikes the day after it first launched on March 16th. It was big. Then we saw some significant spikes again around March 23rd or so, March 24th. And then we saw a little bit more of a spike the day it actually completed, maybe a little bit after the day it completed as well. So there's definitely a lot of chatter around this. It was interesting because Glenn Gabe showed this chart where a site got hit hard on March 16th and then recovered almost fully or pretty much fully on March 23rd, at the end of the update, March 27th, 28th or so. So, you know, the advice has always been don't worry until the update is done. And when the update's done, then you can worry. So this one, that's one case of like not worrying until the update is done. So definitely, I hope you all did well with this update. If not, there are going to be future updates, but it may take several months for Google to push out another update and for you to recover. So keep improving. Microsoft Bing Chat announced that they may share ad revenue through Bing Chat that it generates through Bing Chat with publishers, with the publishers that actually generate that content. This is like a total 360 from what Google's saying, Google Bard saying, where Google Bard's not even linking to places. Microsoft Bing is like, we believe in publishers. We are sharing information with publishers. We are linking to publishers. And even that, we want to make sure the ecosystem where publishers can kind of create content will continue to create content. And we're going to go ahead and figure out ways to share ad revenue with publishers who are generating our answers. And like Bing, and Google is like totally opposite. That's pretty interesting. Again, Yusuf from Microsoft basically said, for the Microsoft Start Pro partners, which is basically only like big partners right now. So I don't know if I tried signing up and didn't let me sign up. So if you're watching Microsoft, tell me what's wrong. They're going to go ahead and placing rich captions of Microsoft Start licensed content besides the chat answers, helping drive more user engagement with content on Microsoft Start where we start ad revenue. So the Microsoft Start partners, publishers will get some ad revenue through that. But they also said we're exploring placing ads in the chat experience to share ad revenue with partners whose content contribute to the chat response. Now, the ads are not new. Ads were in there since day one. Microsoft launched Bing Chat, the new Bing experience. They had ads. They showed ads in their demo like 2 or 3 days after the announcement. I think on February 10th, I posted all these various different types of ad formats that Microsoft's testing. Inline ads, shopping ads, local ads, you name it. Bing was actually incorporating ads throughout the Bing experience from day one. What's new is that Microsoft may go ahead and actually start sharing that ad revenue with publishers. And that's really great to see. Side note, it just drives me insane that people are covering this stuff. They were at the announcement, Microsoft talked about ads, and they're still saying, Microsoft's adding ads to Bing Chat. It was there from day one. Sorry for the not new rant, but I had to. Talking about Bard and Google and Microsoft and chat, Microsoft executives are burning and mocking Google over the lack of citations in Bard. You had Michael Schechter, who is a vice president of growth and distribution at Microsoft, helping with the marketing stuff at Google, at Microsoft Bing, around Bing Chat. He basically responded to somebody about a Bard response saying, I look into what the sources they're citing, but ... smiley face. And we have Derek Connell, who used to work at Microsoft Bing for many, many years, basically could go off as well saying there's no citation, so unclear how to validate the answers. The problem, again, is he's basically saying the truth. Google Bard seems to hallucinate, make up stuff all the time. I think more so than Bing Chat. At least with Bing Chat, you can see in the citations, the links, is it true or not? Whereas when Google makes something up, there's no way to tell if it's true or not. You have to like go to Google and do searches there. Whereas Bing itself gives you the citations to see if it's true. So I remember like looking, asking Bing Chat something and it made something up, but it cited other things, but it didn't cite the thing that it made things up with. So I'm like, oh, it didn't cite it. It's probably not true. I knew it wasn't true. So it's just very interesting. Again, not having citations, it's not just an issue in terms of not crediting where the credit is due and linking to the source and publishers. It's also an issue around not being able to validate what the actual chat answer is giving you. And that's a super issue, big issue for everybody, to be honest. Brody Clark did a Twitter poll, didn't get that many responses, but it got enough, asking if you have access to Google Bard and Bing Chat, which one do you think is better? And the response was overwhelmingly about 70% said Bing Chat, Bing Chinny is actually a lot better than Google Bard. A lot of people disagree with that, but honestly, the user interface is a little bit better on Bard, but by far the response rate, in my opinion, Bing Chat and the way it's integrated and how it's thought out is way better than Google Bard right now. Now, if you want to block ChatGPT bots, specifically with the plugin feature, they actually announced that you could actually add plugins for ChatGPT. So if you want to block those plugins from actually crawling and accessing content on your website, you can go ahead and do so. There's a new robots.txt directive from ChatGPT, which allows you to block that. That was a nice spot by Mike King. Google is showing fewer brand names and company names in your title link in the search results snippets. So it used to actually show, you know, maybe like, here's an example, jordanshoes.nike.com. Like it's coming from Nike. Now it's no longer showing that. I think the reason they're doing that, even though it's in the title tag, nike.com, and Nike's putting that in their title tag, they're no longer showing that for some sites because of the new site name feature being rolled out on desktop and mobile, but desktop is recent. And Google probably thinks it's redundant, so we should remove it from the snippet. This is spotted by Screaming Fog, and a lot of other people actually started knowing this as well. It's a nice catch. And another 360 from Bing. Bing is actually testing showing official site in this title link in the search results. This was spotted by Shaheem, where Bing is actually adding, after your title tag, says official site, for if it's the official site of the website, which is pretty cool. Google has launched a bunch of verification features in search, including that perspectives features, which we've noticed many, many times over the past several months. Now that's fully live for top stories, where it's showing you other perspectives for that top story. Google also launched part of this, the About This Author feature, which you can find under the About This result, which is actually showing you author information, which is pretty cool. Google expanded the About This page feature to other organizations, and the About This result has been expanded globally, so everybody should now see that in the search results. So pretty interesting to see that go live. Google is testing a new carousel called Products Gaining Attention. So maybe, I don't know how Google's figuring this out, but basically these products are getting attention. You want to take a look at this. This is spotted by Kashul. Here's a screenshot from him. Pretty interesting as well. Google Search Console has broken out shopping results from merchant listings to product snippets. So now you can actually go to the appearance tab and actually break those two out to see the difference between them. And they're also broken out in other areas as well, but now you can actually break out merchant listings from product snippets in the Google Search Console reporting tool, which is great. Google Search Console has also updated the Core Web Vitals report in Search Console. And Google said you can now see a change in the number of URLs in your Core Web Vitals report. This is because the URLs are now being reported on due to a new origin group that contains data for URLs that previously fell below that data threshold. So just basically may incorporate new URLs. So definitely take a look at your Core Web Vitals report if you are aiming to get 100 on that. Although again, there's probably very limited SEO factors around Core Web Vitals, which again is a whole other topic, which I discussed many, many times. Google Search Console also has supported and launched and revamped the Google Search Console bulk export to BigQuery, where you can now have multiple properties syncing to one cloud instance, which is pretty cool. That was a number one feature, or a pretty big feature request from people, and that Google launched that. Microsoft Bing has fixed the Bing Webmaster Tools API, where we discussed last week it was missing a data. It was a data gap for about a week. Fabrice Cannell from Microsoft said, yeah, we actually fixed it. Now you can actually get that data. And Glenn Gabe confirmed that the data is in there. So if you do use the Bing Webmaster Tools API, you may be missing a week's data. So make sure to go back and populate that data from the fixed Webmaster Tools API. Google Ads is testing a blue verified badge. They're Eloning it. They're Eloning up the search results for verified advertisers. For the past few years now, Google has been pushing advertisers to verify their existence, depending on different industries they're in. Not every industry needs to verify their business, but Google's pushing that more and more. And if you do verify, Google's actually testing showing a little blue badge in the Google Ad listings, where you actually click on that badge, and we'll show you a little bit more from the Google My Ad Center transparency report. And this was spotted by Kashul. Nice spot as well. Very interesting. Google Ads has released their transparency report and the My Ad Center transparency center on this week. And what was interesting is that Google Ads announced their numbers and actually have enough data now where I can actually compare Google's ads blocking and spam prevention techniques from year to year. And what we saw was that Google had a 53% increase in removing ads this year to the previous year. And if you look at the 2 years before that, it was 67%. They removed about 5.2 billion, billion ads, restricted over 4.3 billion ads, suspended over 6.7 million advertisers' accounts. And those numbers are all pretty much increasing except for the restrictions. So if you want to see how that's improving over time, definitely take a look at that blog post, which I wrote on March 30th at seroundtable.com. Google Ads Editor has released version 2.3 of the Google Ads Editor, so definitely take a look at that. Microsoft Advertising is piloting third-party government service ads, so if you want to try those out, those are like for like DMV, license registrations, those types of things, or like park recreation licenses. They're testing letting third parties advertise for those services. ChatGPT is generating Google Business Review spam. It's really interesting because it just looks like it's generated by AI and it's posting positive reviews. This is spotted by Jason Brown, who posted that on the local search forums and his own review site, Review Fraud website. He's also noticing an increase in the number of positive fake reviews, which is very interesting. We usually see negative reviews, but now we're seeing a spike in positive fraudulent reviews, which is very interesting. WhiteSpark has released their local search ranking study for 2023, and they went through a bunch of stuff. You definitely take a look at it. These are studies, but basically look at what local SEO experts think are the most important ranking factors. I'm not going to go into them in detail, but definitely take a look at that. Again, it's not like a study of looking at what works, but more about what local SEO experts think work. And Ginny Marvin, the ads liaison, said that Google is currently looking into how Google Analytics 4 and AMP will talk to each other. Right now, GA4 does not work with AMP. And people are like, what if we have an AMP site? How is that going to degrade my Google Ads performance because I'm not supporting Google Analytics 4? And Ginny Marvin's basically saying, we're currently looking into it and we'll share an update as soon as we have one. So stay tuned. In any event, thank you so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. My name again is Barry Schwartz, and this is Search News we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com. Again, thanks again to Bruce Clay for sponsoring. Subscribe. In terms of a programming note, next week I will be offline completely from Wednesday night late through Saturday night. Passover is Thursday, Friday, so I'll be not posting live or posting a video live on Thursday or Friday. I may, obviously, will definitely schedule stories that are pre-written and scheduled to go out. And I will probably schedule a video if I have time. In any event, everyone have a nice, healthy, and safe Passover. And I'll speak to you guys next week. Bye-bye.